do it on a Thursday. Good to have you here. You know, if you ever missed anything here on the program, you can go to stevegruber.com and you can find the podcast there. You can find all the latest writings and so forth, my latest Newsmax submissions or LifeZet or wherever being published in a given day, which is usually all over the place. So you can find out all of that information. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all of those things, all of those tools there for you, and I want you to be aware of it. So as people talk about legalizing marijuana all over the country, the people in New Haven, Connecticut are horrified today. Horrified. At least 76 people overdosed in a public park, a nice park, adjacent to Yale University. Believed to have been from synthetic marijuana. It happened at a Connecticut city park as fellow parkgoers watched in horror. It happened on the New Haven Green, and it happened throughout the day yesterday. People laying there unresponsive. Here's an emergency call from Lieutenant Ernest Jones, medical technician for the New Haven Fire Department. We have a guy laid out in the alleyway, unresponsive, eyes wide open. He's out cold. And this went on all day. They called it a particularly odd, rare occasion. And the call after call for men down, obviously with symptoms of some kind of an overdose. At the time of getting the patient's package and transported to the hospital, we'd see another immediately fall down right there in front of us. At that point, we'd go help that patient. And while helping that patient, another person would fall down. One after another after another. Because let me explain this to you. When you legalize a product and normalize a product like marijuana that is different from batch to batch and the quality control isn't what it is with alcohol, because people say, well, alcohol's, you know, people have alcohol, Steve. Well, here's the thing. The quality control is different. Plus, you don't have people selling moonshine right next to medical marijuana, but right next to regular alcohol, I mean. But in the marijuana business, the bootlegging, the illegal importation of marijuana continues at a higher rate now, I'm told, than before. A lot of the places legalized marijuana, like Colorado, because it's much easier to move around and transport and sell and capitalize and monetize. And so, therefore, you've created a bigger problem, not to mention all the psychological problems with teens and preteens who consume marijuana. Marijuana that's far more potent than it ever was when you and I were growing up. And so as you look, I'll put this on the record. I do not support the outright legalization of marijuana. I'm sure I'll get some pushback for that. I don't care. I'm not for the outright full-on legalization of marijuana. I could see it be decriminalized. I don't know that we need to be spending our resources filling our prisons with people that have been involved in the marijuana trade, but I do not believe we should, in effect, give a stamp of approval to marijuana when its psychological effects are becoming ever more known, especially on young brains, like I've said, and testosterone levels, sperm count, and a variety of other issues that come from smoking marijuana for young men, for sure. I'm sure the psychological impact on young women can be similar in some fashion, but when you introduce powerful chemicals into developing brains of adolescents, there's bound to be some sort of a reaction, some sort of a response. If adults smoke marijuana, I don't care. If that's what you want to do, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. And I can see decriminalizing, but full-on legalization, which is giving a stamp of approval and telling young people, hey, it's good. This stuff's good for you. Build strong bodies. You know, grow up big and strong, smoke dope. No, I don't think that's where I want to go. It's not where I want to be. So at this point, I'll just tell you, looking at what happened in New Haven, this is not what I want in my public parks. I don't want people tipping over. Might have been fentanyl. They're not sure exactly at this point. CBS News reporting the victims covering the rage of ages experienced a multitude of signs and symptoms ranging from vomiting, hallucinating, high blood pressure, shallow breathing, semi-conscious, and unconscious states, all of that. Yeah, that's what you want for your city. K2, the product, synthetic marijuana. Police Chief Anthony Campbell saying, do not come to the green and purchase this K2, taking people out. The green attracts homeless people and drug users throughout the year, according to the New York Post. Located in downtown New Haven, just to the south and west of Yale University. On average, 2 people a day die from drug overdoses in Connecticut. The state's surpassing the national drug rate for drug and opioid overdoses since 2013. So I guess these lax laws are really doing wonders, aren't they? People are self-medicating and killing themselves at an unprecedented rate. A couple of people have been arrested, by the way, with synthetic marijuana K2 since this began yesterday. Blood tests are going on to try to figure out exactly what was ingested. I can tell you what was ingested. Poison. Poison was injected. And that's pretty simple now, isn't it? You think about that before you go and vote this November on marijuana. You think about New Haven, Connecticut. You go read that. Go read about the Colorado edibles and the children that have gotten their hands on cookies and candies that look like normal cookies and candies but are loaded with THC. And you come back to me and you tell me how that worked out, all right, before you vote. Meanwhile, in Colorado, the baker there who insisted his religious beliefs justified his refusal to make a wedding cake for a gay couple, an argument partly supported by the United States Supreme Court recently, is being forced to sue the state again. Why? Because he said, I'm not going to bake a cake. It was a setup. It was a setup. They said, somebody sent in a transgendered individual asking for a cake celebrating gender transition. He said no. Jack Phillips said no. And in a federal lawsuit filed Tuesday, Jack Phillips argues that the state of Colorado is on a crusade to crush him because of his religious beliefs. That seems to be the pretty accurate takeaway. They are challenging a June 28th finding by the Colorado Civil Rights Division that Phillips discriminated against a Denver area attorney who requested a birthday cake in 2017 to celebrate the attorney's gender transition from male to female. Phillips politely declined the request, citing his belief that the status of being male or female is given by God, is biologically determined, is not determined by perceptions or feelings, and cannot be chosen or changed. Biological dimorphism. He believes in biological dimorphism that you would read in any physical science class. Biological dimorphism, simply the understanding, the scientific fact, that there are tangible differences between male and female. Biological dimorphism is what his defense is. Sounds pretty solid. But, of course, for the left and for radical judges, it means little. Straight ahead here on the program, we're going to get to Dan Kildee, congressman from the Michigan's 5th Congressional District since 2013. We're going to find out what is the platform? The Democratic Party in 2018. What do they stand for? By the way, if you need a new job, a new career, a new direction, go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. You can be the next person helping to fix and build our great state. You'll also find the sexiest job of the week for Michigan Construction. Go to stevegruber.com. It's all there for you. We'll be right back.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa. Ask somebody else to bring us the mail or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.